Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 315 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 22, An Evil Game.
It aired October 25th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Ah, Sakamoto's back. All right. I found out something. Speaking of Japanese directors, I don't know anything about Sakamoto past what we've already established. Did find out from Dowd that Ryuta Sasaki, our boy, was the lead director on Gingaman and the Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon live action Sailor Moon show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see you, Tasaki.
Yeah. Coming in with that heat. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. Start at episode 13. There's not much more to say. And you can skip the Lost Galactic Buddies. The Lost Galactic Beast. The Lost Galactic Buddies is our episodes. You should listen to those. We did forget to rank the episodes at the end of them, but we came back strong the next time. Look, it was pre-holidays. Mistakes were made.
That's true.
It was a time. Everyone was having a time that week. Anyway, you want to go watch an evil game?
Yeah.
All right.
Go Galactic! We're back, and we just watched one serving size evil game.
A single unit of evil game. Did we?
I don't know. We watched an episode of Power Rangers.
Yes.
I don't know how much of a game it was.
I mean, that title doesn't really make any sense no matter how you try to slice it. Because if, like, you're like, oh, game, like as in the person being hunted is evil, they're the evil game. But that's not how it went. Well, no, maybe kind of it was. No, maybe I'm backtracking. Maybe I feel like, yes, it was a little evil game.
Maybe it was. I think...
Pretty sneaky, I was not, sis.
I was not thinking of it in a most dangerous game kind of way, but now it makes a little more sense.
A little bit. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So say JakeandJosh.com. That's where the archives are. It's got to be getting close to putting another season on the archives.
I mean, I think we probably could already have another season on the archives.
We probably should do that.
Episode pictures.
I have all the pictures for Zio.
Zio's on the archive.
Only the first two episodes.
I didn't do all of it?
I don't think so.
Well, I'll go through an Ed Zio at some point.
If you need episode pictures for Turbo, that will finally get me off my keister.
I need them for Turbo.
I didn't do anything for Turbo, so there's that. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places, it would help us out a bunch, and we'd really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, for as little as $1 a month, or, you know, whatever you can afford, for as much as infinity a month. You can't do infinity. I think there's rules against that.
For as much as $1 billion a month.
Oh, if somebody wanted to. Oh, I'd love
just, you. Just one time.
Literally just once. And we could make that. We could stretch that out for like a good long while. Conservative estimate, I can make $1 million last about 25 years.
Yeah.
So... That's
just multiply that by at least 500 times.
So, be very easy. Anyway, you can support us on Patreon, and we'd really appreciate it. It helps out a bunch. It helps keep the lights on, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, the same thing everyone else says. It's helpful. So,
BR Motel 8.
Yes.
Leave the light on for us.
Please. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Guys, hey, you gotta get away from us.
Here's the thing, everybody. It's the Monday after Black Friday right now.
Yeah.
Just bear with us.
We're
okay?
Still in recovery mode. It's 9 p.m. right now. I did an overnight Thursday into Friday. You did a Thursday and then again right away in the morning on Friday.
I got like 3 hours of sleep in between.
Yeah, it's just like not a. We're in recovery mode and it's slow going. So it is a Friday episode. So you want to just jump in?
Yeah.
All right. We start off with Deviant on the Blade ship, and he's walking down a hallway, and he hears some, like, scuffling or whatever. And it's Kegler, the little barrel goblin from last time, if you'll recall, telling some buggies to, like, take the cocoon away and, like, put it in safekeeping. And DBS sees this and loses his mind.
He freaks out.
Because that's his cocoon by rights.
I hope Kegler gets in there.
I would love that.
That would rule.
A big Kegler bug. Big old barrel bug.
He just marks Deviot.
Yeah, I do not like that guy. Kind of at all. No. I mean, for the right reasons,
but
though.
But that's kind of good, because after the last episode, we need a villain to root against.
Yeah. Because, like, Trakina is the villain, but she's not the antagonist the most. Like, that's super duper Deviot. So Deviot's like, hey, who said do this? Whose idea was this? And Trakina's like, it was mine. And he's like, oh, great idea.
Because even though she's the queen of all evil right now, she still lurks behind corners.
She's just waiting. She's got to get that drop on people. She's like, yeah, I'm super powerful now. I did a day of training. I'm great.
She also has her dad in a staff.
I have a dad staff, and I've been doing one day of training. I'm the strongest there is. But just in case, might as well keep the cocoon around. It was the last thing my dad ever did before he died. So he's like, yeah, cool, great idea. And then as soon as she walks away, he's like, I'm going to get that cocoon, though. Like, loud enough for everyone to hear, and they're not too far away, but, like, it's Power Rangers. And then Megan Manzeek comes in. I think we followed Trakina, and we're in, like, the throne room. And Megan Manzeek, a.k.a. Villamax, runs in. And he's like, my queen, I found the Red Ranger. To which I thought, was he on Terra Venture, where they always are?
You looked very hard. You looked far and wide.
They're not hiding anywhere. They have a place that they are. And she's like, perfect, I'm going to kill him. And then we cut to the theme song. When we come back, Deviot is in a warehouse. It's just a dusty spider web storage facility, as far as I can tell.
Just crates on crates of cobwebs.
And there's, like, a big tarantula crawling around, but he's crawling on this, like, coffee table covered in spider webs. Everything is dust and spider webs. And he's so mad.
Is this the basement of the Blade ship?
I hope so. Because, like, how quaint would it be that there's just, like, a basement there?
Deviot has to live in the basement. He doesn't get a good room. That's for Villamax now.
Yes.
Deviot has been demoted to, I mean, dusty basement.
There's like a million. It's so big.
Or
there's
that's
like
just
a million rooms.
That's just where he goes to brood so no one can hear him.
Well, it's so dusty. No one's down there. No one's been down there in years. And he calls two goons down. And one has like a basket on his head. And the other one is like a monster of some sort.
It's like a
circus tent, but a monster.
Yeah. Pretty much. So, with like Wolverine hair, if
I
remember correctly.
It's like a flock of seagulls hair on a circus tent, and then a basket head ninja.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So he calls him down. He's like, I got someone that I want you to kill. And they're like, who is he? We'll do it. Give us that money up front. And he's like, no, you get the treasure afterwards. I don't pay up front.
It is a small pirate-esque treasure chest full of golden goblets and jewels and doubloons.
Which I love.
That he's going to pay them in.
They're called Pieces of Eight.
Is that Black Sails?
Yes, it's Black Sails. The show is so good. The season 2 finale is buck wild. Like, it goes off the rails hard in the best way. And then season 3, like, doesn't pick up where it ended. And so there's this big gap of stuff that they're like, yeah, we took care of that. And I'm like, no, I want to see that, though. And everything is different now. This has been your Black Sails Minute. I will keep you abreast of the situation as it goes on. Everyone should watch Black Sails. It's really good. So he's like, no, you're not going to kill you're going to kill Trakina. And the weird part about that, not that he wants to kill Trakina, that's obvious. The weird part is that, like, the two goons are like, yeah, okay, like, sounds reasonable. Like, they're not like Trakina, the queen of evil currently.
Well, she's been queen for 8 hours, 9 hours.
Yeah, a day.
So maybe word hasn't got out to the other monsters yet. Or maybe these two are just loyal to Deviot.
They seem.
Whose name took me way too long to remember.
I'm going
to
keep that whole pause in there just so everyone knows. It seems like.
They look a little like court jesters, and he has that frilly neck. So.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're like a not a pair. There's three of them. Maybe they're a trio in Gingham Man or something.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I'll find out eventually.
Yeah,
because I'm watching it very slowly. It being the Sentai,
right.
All of them. They're also like his go-to assassins because he's like, yeah, just like always, give us the money, et cetera, et cetera. And like, I kind of like that he's just got some guys,
yeah,
that he can call.
He knows some guys.
He knows a couple guys. So then Kekler starts coming around the corner and they hear him, and so they like run away. And Kekler comes in, he's like, hey, what was that? And Dio's like, why do you ask so many questions all the time? What is this? 20 questions? It's a game show? Get out of here. What? What do you want? And he's like, oh, Trakina wants you to help Villamax go find the Red Ranger. And he's like, oh, does she? All right. That's a great plan. I'll do that.
Yeah, he's like really snotty. And then I guess remembers Kegler is who he's talking to.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to. Great. Love it.
He does this all the time in this episode. He forgets that he is like supposed to be secret about his evil machinations.
He forgets people are listening to him,
yeah,
while he's talking to
them. He talks a lot, to be fair.
Just all the time.
Just so
just
much.
Blow him up already.
Someone kill him with a sword, please. Speaking of killing with swords, we cut to Terraventure, where Kai and Leo are sword sparring with their quasar sabers. No guards, just straight up their swords that they use to murder monsters.
That's very dangerous.
Super duper dangerous, but no one dies.
Also, it's very cool. I want more of this. I want more Rangers bonding, like the teenager versions of them bonding, and more unmorphed karate sparring.
Yes, please. This episode was weirdly old school Power Rangers. It had that like comfortable feeling of an old Power Rangers episode.
All it needed was a couple school hallway shots, and we'd
literally
have been there.
Yeah, like there was no, there was one inside shot that wasn't on the blade ship, and that was on the Astro Mega ship, I think.
Speaking of old school Power Rangers and school hallways,
yes.
I do want to point out in the credits, the opening credits this time, there was no Bulk and Phenomenus again.
Oh, they haven't been in the credits for like four episodes.
They were only in it one time.
They were in Stolen Beauty and they have not been in since.
Is it only going to be if they show up?
I think
we'll put them in?
Because Mike was in this episode and I don't think he was in the credits last episode when he wasn't in the episode.
That's a weird thing to do.
Do you have any idea how like prohibitively expensive it is to make multiple credits?
Well, thankfully, if Bulk's not in it, they just go back to an old one that they have
already. But like, it costs money to recut those credits, and like, they have at least five versions of it.
That's crazy.
Which is bonkers.
Just like, watch the whole show and then make your credits.
Yeah. Or like, like, have Bulk in it more.
Yeah, do that. I miss Bartender Bulk.
Yeah.
Want him back.
Or get him out of that bar, get him into a psychic shop.
Yes.
That would be very good.
Complete with a doorway that just has a bunch of beads hanging in it.
Yes. Just for the, it's the most inconvenient door, really.
And behind those is a velvet cloth room with a crystal ball.
Yes,
in it.
And a smoke machine.
Yeah.
Obviously. So Kai and Leo are fighting, and they're like trading quips back and forth, very Spider-Man. And they're like, oh, almost got me. Ugh, I gotta go a little faster. I gotta keep up. And it's like fun. And it's a fun scene. And then Villamax interrupts by showing up. He doesn't do anything. He just is like, hey.
He shoots them.
Oh, did he shoot them?
Yeah, they get blasted. And then they're like, whoa. It's right after Kai says, I'll try to keep up. And then they
both get
shot by bad energy. And they look up and see Villamax. He's like, sup.
He's just standing like 50 feet away.
He does the sup head nod to him.
Yeah, he's like, he does a sup head nod, and he's like, who are you? After, like, a long silence.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm Villamax, I'm loyal to Trakina, is what I tried to say there and didn't, and now I'm gonna have to get you, Red Ranger. And they're like, well, that's not gonna happen. So they run at him, and they do a running morph, but they do not say Go Galactic.
Nope.
They say power up. Their favorite phrase... Power up.
Yep, this is power up mode. And then when they get the lights of Orion, that's power up.
No, that's power up mode.
Right. And then when they go into the fireball, that's power up mode, power up.
Yes. It's power ups all the way down. It's like a Metroid game over here. It's just so weird that they said that.
It
because
is.
Because they have also, a phrase they say to morph, you know?
They do allegedly. They use it sparingly.
They do. They only have eight. They can only use eight the whole series.
And they didn't show it. They morph behind a tree.
Well, I guess that's budgetarily efficient.
Well, yeah, because they use so much money recutting the credits all the time.
Right. They got no morphin' money anymore. They can't even afford to say it. So they fight for a while, and I'm going to level with you. I wasn't paying super close attention to the fight. It was good. It was a good sword fight, and I enjoyed it.
It was. And Villamax kicks their butts.
He just whoops them.
Single-handedly
it
just
is,
stomps
It him. Is the second best whooping of the episode. The first, the most best whooping we will get to later. But what was happening is I was remembering the mystery show that I'm not talking about. I would watch that before you came over, and I got emotional over someone I can't even say because I feel like people will figure it out. Someone doing something very minor, and I was like, man, this show is very good. And then I was still thinking about that. And so when they were sword fighting, I just retreated back into that. So it happens again a little bit later where I looked up and I was like, oh, right, I'm watching Power Rangers.
You're at work, Jake.
I know.
Attention.
I'm sorry. It's a very good show, and I can't wait to talk about it when I'm done with the season. Anyway, where was I? Oh, here's where I am. They Kai gets super duper blasted, like very good. Like Villamax just like shoots the piss out of him.
Yeah.
And then Deviant comes in and grabs him at some point after Leo's not like cornered or anything, but he's like kind of on the ropes. And he's like, I got your friend. And also, and then Buggies come in with the other three Rangers and the Magnet Defender. And they're like, yeah, we even got the Magnet Defender. We got them all. And it's like, they're just Buggies, though. It's Buggies and Deviant. What happened?
I don't know. They must have got them singly. Like,
they must have.
Attack Kendricks as she's leaving work. Attack Maya as she's walking through the mountains. Attack
right.
Damon as he's
under a car.
He's just under a car. Just grab him. And then also Mike.
And then whenever you get a chance, get Mike. Because they're all morphed. So, like, they did put up a fight at the bare minimum of morphing.
Right.
It's just like, guys, you're better than this.
It's just a little weird to be like, we got them.
We got them. Here they all are in chains and super subdued. We did it.
Again, they still don't feel like a team. Because yeah, they're always separate.
They always are separate. And some are just missing from episodes. And,
yeah.
And every episode focuses on one or two Rangers so specifically that the rest of them just don't matter.
Yeah, in the context, don't matter.
And it's so weird, because even in, like, even last year, like, in space, where it's like, oh, this is an Ashley episode, it's like, yeah, it's an Ashley episode, but it's...
Everyone's here.
Everyone is here, and they're all helping Ashley. Like, Ashley's the focus, and she's doing the main work, but, like, everyone still has a part to play. They're a team, after all. Just, I guess Lost Galaxy's not super interested in that.
Nope.
But Villamax says, here's the deal. Either I kill all of you, or you surrender and I let your friends go. And so Leo's like, all right, fine. And I was like, no, it's a trap, don't do it. And what I love about this is that everyone's like, no, it's a trap, don't do it. But it does not feel like a trap. Like, I trust Villamax.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's good for his word, because Leo throws his sword down, he unmorphs, throws his sword down, takes off his Morpher, throws that down, and then some Buggies round him up and teleport him away. And then Deviant's like, all right, time to kill him. And Villamax is like, no, let him go. I said I would let him go. You got
to
do it.
Yeah, he's like, I gave my word.
Yeah.
And so we have to.
And Deviant does not like that at all.
No, but he does immediately back down. And
well,
say, no,
yeah,
you're
he's,
right.
He's a weenie. Deviant's a weenie.
He's a weenie Hud Jr.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Let's look at the root words of their name. One is devious. The other one is a villain.
Right. Like, he's maximum villain.
Yeah. There's like, here's your villain. Here's like your Starscream. He's always going to back off and try to like find a sneaky way to do things.
Yeah. He'll stab you in the back, bow to your front.
Yeah. But they let him go. And they teleport away, and we cut to Leo, who is chained up in the blade ship. I think
it has to be.
It has to be the blade ship, but it's
no.
Real.
It definitely is the blade ship, because he escapes from it in a minute.
That is true. So this means that Drakina destroyed a part of her spaceship, or there's a hell pit inside the spaceship.
Here's what I think happened, and I'm going to use Looney Tunes to explain this.
Okay.
She has a magic evil staff made out of her dad.
Yes.
And she shot the floor,
mm-hmm.
and much like Wile E. Coyote painting a tunnel on a wall that the Roadrunner can right. run through, she drew a hell pit that Leo could fall in.
Okay. Because she's like, hey, you killed my dad, and I hate that about you, so I'm going to kill all the Power Rangers, and then do whatever I want, and I'll be the queen of evil.
Well, she keeps talking, like, specifically, your destruction
yes.
will make everyone else in the universe cower in fear.
Yeah.
You, Leo.
I will kill the Red Ranger.
The whole universe knows about you.
Well, he's the Red Ranger. He's the leader of the team. And I
but
think,
he's only on Terra Venture? How much of the galaxy, let alone the universe,
I don't know.
Knows about Terra
it's
Venture?
It's a bad idea that Terra Venture exists. It makes everything not... There's no stakes. Because, like, what's the worst that happens? One colony goes away.
Earth was like, load up all that space crap on that,
yeah.
on that colony and just get it out of here.
Round up everything weird on Earth and shoot it into space.
Just keep the aliens away from the planet.
Yeah.
We just want to live here, that's all.
And it's working so far, I think. So she's like, hey, I am gonna murder you, and then everyone's gonna be so afraid of me. And she cuts a hole in the floor, and there is a hellfire pit under it. And she's like, toss them in, buggies.
Maybe it's like a wormhole, so it's like a portal.
Well, she cuts the floor, and it falls down.
That's theatrics.
Okay. I think... Because the two options here are that she cut a hole in the floor and directly underneath the surface of the planet is
right.
hellfire. Because
they are landed on
yes,
the planet.
They are parts on the planet.
Or they're in Terra Venture somewhere.
No, they're not, because...
We did not get an establishing shot, so we have no idea.
We don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's not Terra Venture because they had to the Rangers had to fly here.
That's true, but they also did fly up to a building once.
They did. All bets are off. Who knows? But I don't think that she cut a hole in the floor. So that means that there's like, maybe this is a, maybe there is a hell pit in the Blade ship with a fake ceiling specifically designed to be cut to menace people.
She had that put in. That was her first order of business. She was like, I'm going to get him.
Give me a false floor in the hell pit.
He's going to think he's just chained up in a dungeon, but little does he know, he is seconds away from a hell pit.
Yep. So she's like, push him in. The buggy's like, yeah, let's do it. And he sees that Deviant has his sword and morpher, and he tries to fight the buggies off.
He kicks one of them away, and then he just grabs one and jumps in.
Yeah, and it's a... bold choice.
Yep.
But then they're like, okay. Like, Trakina's like, all right, he did it for me. And then he flies up on the buggy. Because the buggy's like, I don't want to die. Let me
fly out
of here.
Yeah, he has some sense of like self-preservation.
Yeah.
So he's like, I am not going to burn in there.
I'm going to get away from here. But
he also is like controlling him somehow.
He's
guiding him because he flies out on him in a second.
I don't know how this makes any sense because of the way that the buggies fly. That's not like really like a accelerator or a steering wheel or anything. But I think it's like, I'm so confused and I just want to get out of here. And Leo's like leading him. So he goes up and then starts flying because he's all panicky. And they slam into Deviant. Leo grabs Deviant, and they fly outside onto this planet where he drops Deviant. He has his sword and morpher back, as we will see in a second. And then at some point, he crashes the buggy into the ground, and the buggy will stay on the ground for the rest of the episode.
He'll stay down. He's face down, but his knees are tucked under
yeah.
his tummy, so his butt
his
is
butt's
straight
in
up
the
in
air.
The air. When I was a little kid, I slept like that.
Okay. I mean, that for sure. I can't say anything weird because I still will curl up into the tiniest ball that I can more often than not. Like, I didn't have a bed that was larger than a twin size for
right.
most of my life. And then I went to college and I got like a full size bed. It might have been a little bit bigger than full size. But my roommate, like, my door was open or whatever, and I was taking a nap on it, and my roommate, Jacob, came in and was like,
you sleep in the center of your bed curled up in a ball. And I was like, I don't know what to do with the rest of it. And I still kind of do that. So like, yeah, if you just want to sleep face down with your knees under you, I get that. That's baby pose. Yeah, man.
And plus, when you're a baby, you're all rubbery anyway.
Yeah. So Deviant splits the party because Leo gets away. And then Villamax and 500 Bugs come out. And they're like, where'd he go? We're going to get him. And Deviant's like, oh, he went. And he thinks for a second. And he points the opposite direction. He's like, he went that way. I definitely saw him go that way. And they're like, great job. Let's do it. And they run that way. And yeah. Then Trakina comes out 1 second later. There's no way that she can't see Villamax. But whatever. And she comes out and she's like, Deviant, where is he? And Deviant tells him where Leo went, or tells her where Leo went. He's like, yeah, he went over that hill over there past the dead buggy. And she's like, all right, good. I'm going to go kill him.
We get to see the buggy like just twitching on the ground.
Yeah, it's
a little sad.
It's a little sad. It is very funny that it's just like, here's this nice vista. Oh, and a dead buggy. He's not dead. He's just like very injured.
He's dying.
Yeah, he's not doing great. So she goes that way. We cut to Leo, who is stumbling around in the desert, and he bumps into a fort. There's like these big like boxes. And they're like, they look kind of like generators. And he bumps into an invisible wall.
They look a lot like space heaters.
They do. It's very much a space heater. It's like a fake space heater.
It's like a heater in space.
Yes. A space heater. But he bumps into this force field.
Heats up your space.
Yeah, you got all the space. That gets cold real quick. You're going to want a heater for that. You don't want to pay for your propane to heat it.
No.
That would be... You use a lot heat in space, I guess. Plug in a little space heater. Trakina comes up after he bumps into this invisible wall, and she's like, gotcha. I planned this somehow, that I would put a little force field circle arena here just for you. Somehow. Because a force field goes up, and we see it, and it's like a dome just in the desert. Her plan was to kill him on the ship, and had no idea that he would find his way here.
But she thought ahead, and she was like, wait a second. He's a Power Ranger.
They always get out. Okay, all right, Trakina, all right.
So she has, like, multiple backup plans, just in case.
That's good. That's a good quality to have.
I'm going to assume she has some other force field arena set up in every other direction that Leo could have ran.
Maybe it's just, like, a bunch of different things. Like, if he goes this way, it's the force field generator. If he would have gone the way Villamax is going, there's sharks.
Right.
If
with lasers on their heads.
On their, yes. Freaking laser beams. Hey, you guys remember the movie Austin Powers from 1996?
I saw a couple GIFs from Austin Powers, and man, I really want to watch it again all of a sudden.
I posted a GIF from Austin Powers talking to Shannon the other day. That's the only one that fit. Sometimes you gotta use an Austin Powers gift.
That's right.
Helpful hints from my family to yours this holiday season. So they fight because they're trapped in there. And he's like, I won't let you kill me, basically. And he rips his shirt, but not all the way. And so he rips it the other way, but not all
not
the way.
Not all the way. It's still so hanging on around the waist.
So he rips it one more time. Still doesn't go. He's like, fine, it's a belt.
I'm morphing now.
I made a sarong and I will now morph.
He's like a cat when they're embarrassed and they clean themselves, except he gets embarrassed and he morphs.
Yeah.
He's like, ow, go galactic.
When he goes to morph, he pulls up his like guns.
He does. He's also all oiled up.
He's super dirty, super sweaty. It's a very specific combination of dirty, sweaty.
Yeah.
And then he pulls his arm up and just flexes at the camera. There's no other reason for this. And he is so vascular. He has some good muscles going on.
He does.
And then he morphs. And I'm pretty sure the suit actor does not have the same amount of muscles as James.
He does not look nearly as bulky.
It's not quite a TJ situation where they have to give him a muscle suit just so he matches, but it's getting there. They sword fight. It's a good sword fight.
Yeah, this whole fight is very
good. It's real good. We cut back to Mike in the Astro Mega Ship. He's like, I locked onto him. I found Leo. And then we cut outside to the rest of the Rangers on the Gym Jammers. And they're flying there, and Kai's in the lead because I guess Kai is second in command.
That's how it seems.
I guess. And that actually makes sense.
It should be Kendrick.
It should be Kendrick's, but also she's not like a leader type.
I see what you're saying.
You know, so like I feel like she's like, oh no, thanks. I'll be the number three in case. And then Maya and Damon are like, us are here too.
We're both number six.
Those poor Rangers. So we cut back to more fighting, and we kind of go around the other side of this little rock while they're sword fighting. And TVOT's there, and he summons up the two goons, Flock of Seagulls, Tent, and Basket Head. And
I think we might get one name quickly in passing, but I don't think we ever get the other one.
I definitely did not hear the other one. And the one we heard was like one syllable, and it was not.
No, it was nothing.
It was like Tor.
All I heard, I swear I heard goat.
Goat, right? It was goat.
No, goat. They got him. They got goat.
He was the goat. Drakina definitely has the upper hand. Like, she's beating Leo.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like down on the ground, like kind of struggling to find his footing. Deviant shoots one of the generators, so the force field goes down, and then the two goons jump in. And it's very funny because for 1 second, they're like, we're going to get you. We're here to kill you, Drakina. And then she stomps a mud hole in their ass and walks it dry.
They caught her by surprise. So they do get a couple like kicks on her.
Yeah.
But like after that, she murders Goat, who's Basket Head.
She absolutely kills Goat.
And the other one's like, oh no, Goat. And then he also gets almost murdered.
Yeah. And she has him like, she could have killed him, but she has him up against the wall and she's like, who sent you? And she's very threatening because she just beat the crap out of the two of them with zero effort. And he's about to say who it was, and then Deviat shoots him. And she's like, hey, he's going to find out who betrayed me. And he's like, oh, sorry, I thought I was helping you because it looked like...
She was obviously very much in control of that situation.
But
he's just saving his own butt. I get it.
Totally covered himself.
But she should be like, no, I was pretty clearly fine.
He definitely had a sword at his head and was bent backwards over a rock. I'm pretty sure I was in control of that one.
Oh, and I totally killed the other one. We will never see him again.
Yeah, the other one disappeared into dust. He turned into green ash and is gone. So then they turn around and Leo's gone. Just kidding. He's like 4 feet away. He just wasn't where they were expecting.
He would have been gone, but Katrina. Trakina kicked him so many times that he's just so hurt.
Yeah, he's
that he can only crawl.
He's like stumbling. Like every time he like gets to his feet, he just falls back on his face. So he's like very slowly crawling. He's like around a rock, but he's like literally like 10 feet away from where he was. And they're like, all right, cool, let's kill him. Then the Rangers jump in before she can do that. But she's like, okay, now there's just more of you to kill. Mike's still on the Astro Mega ship.
Yep, he never comes out.
We don't see Mike again for the rest of the episode.
But Drakina takes her sword, turns it back into her staff, and then blasts all of them. And then, in a one-on-one fight, she will fight you honorably.
Yeah.
But if you outnumber her, she's just going to use magic.
Yeah, which is fair.
Yeah.
And then she goes to shoot him again, but Circus Wolverine grows somehow. He had a Groshen on him, I guess. Was Groshen's this season?
It's been so long since we've seen one.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it was.
So he grows, and Drakina and Deviat look at it and are like, no, I'm not dealing with this, and they leave. And then the Ranger's like, good, time to go. And so then they call the Megazords. The only I like this Megazord fight because it's quick, but not too quick. And the Rangers get all their stuff in.
But I honestly, right now, I don't recall this fight at all. I know they get the Megazord, but I don't remember the fight.
Here's what happens in the fight. Megazord shows up. Circus Wolverine pulls his staff up, which has a Gatling gun at the end, and he shoots at them. They walk at him. They punch him in the face.
Oh, damn.
And he falls backwards, and then they summon the Condor. This has got to be an early game monster because...
There's no power-up mode.
There's no power-up mode. They just use the Condor missile, and it's like a couple of like shots that make it seem like it was the first time they used it in the Sentai. and they kill him, which is cool. It was a good, like, oh, he sucks, the Power Rangers rule. So yeah, like, I like that.
And which is weird, because when we're introduced to those two monsters, it's like, they should be threatening because they've accomplished this before.
Yeah, this is not their first murder rodeo.
They might be the worst monsters they've fought so far. They were just so easy.
My only problem with this fight scene is that it diminishes Trakina whipping them so bad because yeah, they just sucked. Maybe he's just not good at being big.
Well, also, like,
he's not get beat up by Trakina.
He's not a singles wrestler. He's a tag team wrestler. True. And his partner just got killed.
That's
so
true. One Ooze on their own is fine, but they're not the Dirty Ooses.
No.
So they murder him. And again, I kind of wish he would have put up a fight so it made Trakina look better, but like, it's fine. It's a totally different thing. It's a Megazord. It's whatever.
Yeah.
And he is a tag team wrestler, not a singles wrestler. So I'll allow it. Here's my entire note. He sucks and dies.
Accurate.
So we cut back down to the surface of the planet, and they are all out of the Megazord, and Leo runs up to Kendrix and, like, hugs her. Well, they all run up to Leo, and he hugs Kendrix. And it's like, okay, we're doing this again. All right. Are you going to stick with it this time?
No, I doubt it.
Probably not. Then the skies get dark, and Trakina teleports in on green lightning on a rock above them and swears furious revenge.
Yep.
She's like, I'm going to kill each and every one of you, and then the world and the galaxy and anybody everywhere is going to fear me, Trakina. And she teleports away. It's pretty good.
And yeah.
She's like, I didn't get you this time, but your girl ain't done. I very much like Trakina right now.
Yeah, she's kind of killing it.
Super jamming on her. Then we cut to somewhere on the Blade Ship where Villamax runs up to Deviant. And he's like, oh, good, I found you. I wanted to give you this gift. And he gives him a little dagger. And he's like, this is for protecting Trakina. It was very honorable of you. And this whole time, like the whole episode, he's been like, your honor's going to get you killed or whatever. Deviant has been saying that too. Well, to himself behind Villamax's back.
Yeah, yeah. About Villamax.
Yeah. And so he's like, here. And he's like, oh, thank you. I love it. And Villamax is like, cool, cool, cool. And then leaves. And then he starts monologuing to himself. So loud. And he's like, I will never accept a tiny gift from you. And he bends the dagger in half.
Yeah, he says, your loyalty is as worthless as this tiny dagger. And he bends it into like a loop.
Yeah.
And tosses it on the ground, which, like,
that's evidence now.
Don't just leave it there. You think Villamax is never going to come back down this hallway and see the tiny dagger he specifically gave to you? And also, Kegler was right there.
Kegler is like literally, like, he sees him and he's like, oh, and he like ducks behind like a pipe or whatever. And he sees him basically destroy this present and be like, I'm just a traitor. I'm a treacherous man. But also, like, come on, Deviant, think of the poetry of stabbing him with his own dagger.
Exactly what I thought. I mean, like, you should kill him with that.
Like, if you're gonna do it right. you dink.
I thought that's where they were going with it, and then he bent it.
Well, now if he kills him with it, he'll have to have thrown it at him.
He'll have to unbend it.
Yeah.
And it'll just be like, the integrity is gone.
Yeah, it's not going to do anything. And that's it. That's the end of the episode. So, Josh, I started.
You did.
What's the best?
I think, I have to say, Villamax's honor is the best.
That's very good.
I love an honorable villain.
Same.
They're just so much more threatening to me. I don't know why.
I think it has its own merits, like being a regular villain who's like a weenie and but will do whatever. Like, they all have their own merits. But like, a villain with honor is not a villain that's going to go down easy.
Yeah, they,
because they're fighting on a more level playing field.
And they can afford to have honor. Like, yeah, they can beat you face to face.
Yeah.
Like,
I really like that. I'm going to say the best is Trakina just absolutely destroying those two goons, because they drop in, they're like, time to kill you, Trakina, and she's like, oh yeah?
No, and not today.
And then she just Braun Strowman's their asses, and I loved it. What's the worst?
Just Deviant. Yeah. He's just not good.
Yeah.
And like, I get
I get that he's a heel. I'm supposed to hate him. Like, yeah. His job is to make me hate him because the other villains are sympathetic almost right now. But I just can't stand the guy. I hate him so much.
I hate him in exactly the way that I think I'm supposed to hate him, because I'm just like, oh God, I can't wait to see you die. I can't wait till the Power Rangers beat you or till Villamax kills you or something, or Trakeena kills you or whatever.
I think Trakeena has to do it.
I think so, because he did engineer her father's death. He is directly responsible for it. So I think she's got to pull the trigger, but I just think he needs to shut up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he's so into himself that I'm like, all right, you're trying to get caught at this point. Who's the MVP?
Trakeena.
Same. I was going to say Villamax, but then the sword fight with Leo happened, and I was like, oh, no, it's Trakeena. It's got to be Trakeena. So the only thing left is to rank the episode. I'll probably post the list. I should probably take a screenshot of it before we add the next episode we record, because that will go up. We'll record that before this goes up. So, this one was a good episode of Power Rangers.
It was.
It was a very comfortable, like, oh, I like the motions that they're going through right now. It wasn't, like, spectacular.
Yeah, and it paid off its own story while still contributing to the whole.
Yes.
So that's nice.
I do like that. I'm going to say this goes below Orion Returns, above Shark Attack.
What number is that?
That would be it would be at number 6.
Okay.
Because Orion
Returns is 5.
Yes.
Right, okay. That's your second bar. The first bar is the double duty.
Double duty is these episodes are good now.
Yeah.
Everything below double duty is kind of a poop of varying degrees. And then everything above that is good. And then Orion Returns is like, this is where it got good again.
Yeah.
So I think between, because Shark Attack also had the, like, Treacheron fighting with honor.
Right,
similar themes, but I just enjoyed.
This one was definitely better done, I think.
Yeah, I just enjoyed this one a little more because it like, had more meat on its bones than Shark Attack did. But oddly enough, both had a tag team called in by someone.
Yeah, that's true.
Weird. So that's what I'm saying, is above Shark Attack, below Orion Returns.
I'll agree with that. That sounds right.
All
right.
So coming in at number 6, an evil game. Just an evil game.
It's an evil game.
This game, it's evil. You know.
It's like a Ouija board.
Yeah. You know, like Hasbro makes a way to summon the ghosts. Ouija boards don't do anything.
They're
guys.
Fake.
They're fake. It's super fake. You can't summon up ghosts from Milton Bradley. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You might as well have a Monopoly board there, and all that's going to get you is some angry friends. So that's it for today. Thank you guys very much for listening. The next episode is called Memories of Miranoi, and there's a lady in the picture dressed kind of like Maya.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're looking at a flashback or something else.
I've read a little bit of the description, and from what I remember, it was somebody from Miranoi shows up.
Ooh.
How or why, I have no idea.
Anyone's guess. That could be pretty interesting, though. Or it could be stupid.
Or she's just a monster. Stay tuned.
A lot of ways it can go.
Yeah.
But that is on Monday, and until then,
may the power protect you.
Nice.
Personaler.
So he doesn't have an accent unless the word ends in Y.